Thank you, and good morning, Chairman Conaway and Ranking Member Peterson, as well as members of the committee. I really want to thank you for the honor and opportunity to be here with you this morning. As stewards of the land, the EPA and farmers share a common goal in protecting our environment. As lifelong conservationists, farmers, ranchers, and foresters' livelihoods depend on healthy land, clean air, and water to produce the food, fuel, and fiber that we rely on. In the 45 years since the EPA's founding, we've cleaned up 70% of our nation's air pollution and hundreds of thousands of miles of waterways, all the while the economy has tripled. Agriculture advanced too, achieving better yields with less water, lower risk pesticides, and less fertilizer. I'd like to highlight some of the EPA initiatives furthering our common goals. Working with USDA and partnering with the pork and dairy producers and technical experts, we recently launched an initiative promoting recycling nutrients from livestock waste. Annually, livestock produce and manage more than 1 billion tons of manure, but that contains valuable nitrogen and phosphorus, which, if we harness as a renewable fertilizer, can minimize water pollution and build healthy soils. Participants will be challenged to use the power of competition to turn innovative concepts into designs and ultimately into working technologies, creating the solutions that are a win for farmers, the environment, as well as our economy. The EPA also partners with USDA with the Local Foods, Local Places project, promoting walkable, healthy, and economically vibrant neighborhoods through farmers' markets, co-ops, community gardens, and other local food enterprises. By focusing development in existing neighborhoods, we help support farm economies and protect undeveloped rural lands. Last month, we announced 27 new communities, raising the total number of communities served to 62 in 29 states just since the program started in 2013. The Clean Water Rule, which we finalized last year, protects the streams and wetlands that 1 in 3 Americans rely on for drinking water and farmers and ranchers also need for their crops and livestock. As members of this committee know, recent Supreme Court rulings created uncertainty regarding the application of the Clean Water Act to streams and wetlands. In developing the rule, the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers responded to requests to define the scope of the Clean Water Act more clearly, more predictably, and more fairly. In doing so, the Clean Water Rule not only maintains current statutory exemptions, it expands regulatory exclusions from the definitions of waters of the United States to make it clear that the rule does not add any additional permitting requirements on farmers and ranchers and promotes their voluntary efforts to protect and enhance clean water. We continue outreach to the agriculture community, responding to their concerns, answering their questions, and reinforcing the fact that all existing agriculture exemptions and exclusions continue to apply under the Clean Water Rule. Last year, the EPA finalized volume standards for the Renewable Fuel Standard Program for calendar years 2014, 15, 16, and a volume requirement for biomass-based diesel for 2017. The final requirements boost renewable fuel production and provide for robust, achievable growth of the biofuels industry. Overall, this final rule requires that total renewable standards grow by more than 1.8 billion gallons from 2014 to 2016, requiring 11% more biofuel production than the market produced in 2014. Our 2016 advanced fuel standard is nearly 1 billion gallons, or 35% higher than 2014 actual volumes. The biomass-based diesel standards increases every year to reach 2 billion gallons by 2017. That's a 23% increase over 2014 actual volumes. The EPA took steps to improve the administration of the RFS program and continues to approve new agricultural feedstocks, increasing the number of pathways that biofuel producers may use to qualify their biofuel under the program. We improve the quality, transparency, and efficiency of our petition review process for new biofuel pathways and conducted life cycle analysis on several new feedstocks. The EPA remains committed to the Renewable Fuels Program and meeting Congress's intent to responsibly grow renewable fuels over time. I recently announced increased protections for the nation's 2 million agricultural workers and their families. Every year, thousands of preventable pesticide exposure incidents cause sick days, lost wages, and medical bills. We can do better. The EPA's update reflects extensive stakeholder involvement from the agriculture community, industry, and federal and state partners. These provisions will help ensure that farm workers nationwide receive annual safety training, prohibit children from handling agricultural pesticides, and provide workers with the tools needed to protect themselves and their families from pesticide exposures. Again, thank you. I am happy and I'm honored to be here to answer your questions.
Well, thank you, ma'am. The chair would remind members that they'll be recognized for questioning in the order of seniority for members who were here at the start of the hearing. After that, members will be recognized in the order of arrival, and I appreciate members' understanding. So with that, I recognize myself for 5 minutes. Again, thank you for being here. With the Sixth Circuit's ruling on the Clean Water Plan, the Supreme Court's ruling on Clean Power Plan, it's difficult to say for those of us in West Texas, legitimate concern that given that both of those involve what we believe is an overreach by the agency going around congressional intent, going around the law, can you talk to us about efforts that your agency will make on the intervening 11 or so months that you'll be there to obey the Supreme Court and the Sixth Circuit? Will you commit to not trying to go around now the courts with other ways to get at what you're trying to get done?
Mr. Chairman, EPA is actually trying to do what Congress told us to do with the authorities we have, and we feel confident that both of those rules will be seen as an appropriate and proper and necessary application of the law. If you look at the Clean Water Rule, the reason we did it was to try to clarify confusion that the Supreme Court actually raised and created in a couple of their decisions since the beginning of the last decade. On the Clean Power Plan, it is a pause in terms of the implementation and enforcement of the Clean Power Plan, but the rule is still in effect, and it will add some time to resolve those issues to the courts, but we feel very confident that it is going to be borne out to be a legal, lawful, and necessary law.
Right. Not unexpected for you to take that position.
But thank you for listening.
It shouldn't be unexpected.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, we've got some 31 lawsuits, attorneys generals across the country, farmers and ranchers, mm-hmm. those who've tried to disagree. What I asked, though, was what will you do now while those rules or regulations are stayed from implementation? Do we need to restrict your funding in the appropriations bill to say no monies will be spent on backdoor implementation of either the Clean Water Plan or the Clean Power Plan?
Actually, what we're trying to do, sir, is make sure that the guidance that's currently in place in the Clean Water Rule that was issued in 2008 is implemented as well as we can. We are certainly going to respect the decisions of the court, but as I think we have heard, there is a lot of confusion. There's a lot of differences in those decisions. So we are working with the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure that we're implementing what's currently in place as best we can, try to avoid some of those confusions, while we hope to bring additional clarity when the Clean Water Rule makes its way through the courts. On the Clean Power Plan, we will still continue to work with states that on a voluntary basis want to move forward with us, and will continue to provide tools and outreach. But we clearly understand that the courts will be winding through the process of looking at that rule. The issue yesterday meant it's going to take a little longer for that to happen. We will respect that, but in the meantime, we're going to continue to address greenhouse gases with the authorities under the Clean Air Act that are available to us today.
Okay.